Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with your appreciative and list, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. As, of course, what a wild weekend. The Phillies get a sweep over the Toronto Blue Jays. Phil's back? Are the Phillies back? Are we buying all the way back in? But a good weekend, obviously, for the Phillies. Great pitching by Wheeler yesterday on Father's Day. Hope everyone out there had a great Father's Day. Sanchez Saturday. Suarez Friday, Otto Kemp hitting 340. So good things going for the Phillies right now. And it's top 11 week on the afternoon show. We're going to have quarter century week on the midday show. A lot of fun things going on at WIP. But how about yesterday? And there's two blockbuster trades in sports yesterday on Father's Day. And the one I want to focus on today is one I want to focus on, the Devers trade. Rafael Devers goes from the Red Sox to the San Francisco Giants and how that impacts the Phillies. I'll probably do a pod later this week on what the Desmond Bane trade means in the NBA and what it means for the Sixers and potentially Tyrese Maxey. But let's focus on what happened yesterday. So last night, right around the time Sunday Night Baseball is about to start, Giants playing the Los Angeles Dodgers, and Kyle Harrison was supposed to start that game for the Giants. Well, that was out because he was traded to the Boston Red Sox along with Jordan Hicks, a couple prospects earlier than, you know, not that much earlier in the day, but you know, a few minutes before the game was supposed to start. That trade was finalized. So I have some takeaways. You know, what this trade means for the Phillies, what Devers to the Giants means from a Phillies perspective. And it's a lot. I have a lot of thoughts in my head on how this whole thing unfolded, where we go now, and the state of the league. So let's just start with number one. The National League just got more challenging for the Phillies. There's just no other way to say it. It already was the superior league. The NL is way better than the American League. It's just better. Now, it doesn't mean the AL can't win the World Series, Tigers, Yankees, whoever. You know, anyone could win a 7-game series, but just depth-wise, the National League is better. The Mets are 45-27. The Cubs are 44-28. The Dodgers are 43-29. Those are your division leaders. Then you look at the wild card, where the Phillies are at the top right now at 42-29. Then the Giants at 41-31. San Diego 39-31. Milwaukee 39-34. The Reds 37-35. St. Louis 37-35. Arizona 36-35. So you have right now between the three division winners and then you have 10 teams within 3.5 games of a playoff spot. The Phillies are 2.5 above the fray. So they have themselves a 4-game lead for a wild card spot in the National League. But the Giants just got really dangerous the way I look at them right now. That is a good baseball team with Adames, with Chapman, with Jung-Hoo Lee, with Rafael Devers near the top of their lineup. They have Robbie Ray and Logan Webb atop their rotation. They have a really good bullpen. That is a dangerous team that I really, if I'm a National League team, I don't want to see them in the month of October. I mean, between Elliot Ramos, Jungwoo Lee, Wilmer Flores, Mike Yastrzemski, Chapman, Adamas, Devers, that's a lot. I mean, they've got right now, they're going to have about five players slugging over 400. They're going to have OPSs over 800 of three guys, and I think Lee will get there by the end of the season. That's a pretty deep team. Then you go to the pitching department, and it's Ray and it's Webb, and you add in some of the young guys they have behind them. And I know they gave away Kyle Harrison here, but that's a dangerous team now in the postseason mix. So I've been saying this the entire season, this before the Devers trade. There's going to be a good team in the National League that doesn't make the playoffs. I believe the Mets, Cubs, Dodgers are going to go to the playoffs. Now, could someone fall out of their division? Obviously, the Phillies are 2.5 behind the Mets. They could catch them. Dodgers don't have a strong lock on the NL West right now with all the pitching injuries. By the way, Otani's going to pitch tonight. That came out of nowhere yesterday. But I think those three teams will be in the postseason. So then of the seven teams I'm going to mention here, only three can make it. Phillies, Giants, Padres, Brewers, Reds, Cardinals, Diamondbacks. Only three of those teams can make it. So that tells me it's a really deep field, and it just got better. Devers is going to help the Giants a lot. All right, number two, it's a move the Phillies now can't make. And it was on my radar. We had a call a couple weeks ago on the midday show from Drew in Westchester, great caller, who brought this up, the idea of trading for Rafi Devers, the idea of taking a big swing here. And the Phillies could have done this. Now, I was trying last night when I saw the trade go down to kind of make the equivalent from a Phillies perspective. I don't know who their Kyle Harrison is. I think he probably is closest in career potential to Mick Abel, but he's been in the big leagues for 3 years. So he has some seasoning under him. Mick Abel doesn't have almost any seasoning. You could say Christopher Sanchez, but Sanchez is way more accomplished than Harrison has been. He got a long-term deal. He's pitched postseason games. You know, I just think he's a slot above. But, you know, if you wanted to make a comp here, you could have made a comp to, could the Phillies have got this done with Mick Abel?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
And Taijuan Walker and Justin Crawford, I think that probably would have been a fair representation. Jordan Hicks, kind of the overpaid, poor contract veteran, and that would be the Taijuan Walker thing. Abel represents the Harrison. They threw a first-round pick in there, a former first-round pick, an outfielder. That could kind of be the Justin Crawford. I mean, that's the baseline of what the Giants gave up. The Phillies could have made that deal. The Phillies could have made this deal and put Devers at first base, put Bryce Harper back in the outfield, and hedge their way on the future of Kyle Schwarber here, because obviously Devers is going to be at third base. They could have just put Devers at third and threw Bowman the deal. I mean, there's a lot of ways they could have done it, but they could, if the Phillies wanted to, they could have done a deal like this. Now that's off the table. And I thought about the Devers thing with the Phillies because, one, he's a great bat, and the Phillies always seem to prioritize the bat over the glove. Two, he has a history with Dave Dombrowski. And three, it would have cost more just in terms of money, maybe salary dump, rather than all the biggest prospects. So I thought about it. If the Phillies, you know, that would really have solved the power issue, giving them another bat in the middle, what they're missing right now. They could have done it. That's now off the table. Number three, third takeaway I had and how it pertains to the Phillies off of the Rafi Devers trade. If John Middleton is willing to spend, there's a way to improve without giving up the farm. So there's been a lot of teams in the last 5-6 years that have given out these super long-term deals. I believe Devers like 11 years, $330-something million, something like that. And obviously the Phillies are one of those teams, but there's been a lot of teams that have given out those deals, and then some of these teams have buyer's remorse. You know, for every team that's like the Yankees with Judge, which they're just, they feel like they got to steal. Same thing with the Guardians and Jose Ramirez, they feel like they got to steal. There's some teams out there that probably don't and are going to feel over time it's not a steal anymore. They don't want the player anymore, and the relationship goes sour. That's the, you know, there's two ways to look at a long-term deal that you stretch the money at. It gives you, obviously, relief in terms of the luxury tax, and you have cost certainty. If the player continues to play at a high level, you don't have to worry about, you know, at least probably don't have to worry about changing their contract. Football, it's a little different because the contracts are not guaranteed. Players can maneuver and angle their way for raises and all that kind of stuff. Baseball really doesn't happen. You know, a guy that has 8 years left on his deal, I know Bryce Harper tried it a couple years ago, they don't really get more money. They maybe at the end, they'll get a raise on their next deal, but like Aaron Judge, for example, he's putting up numbers and relative to the league numbers we haven't seen probably since Bonds. And I mean, the Yankees would be in their, well within their rights and well within their, you know, maybe they want to do it, but they don't have to change his contract. He's got a 9-year, $360 million deal. He's making $40 million a year. He's underpaid. I mean, let's just call it for what it is. Compared to where he is in the rest of baseball, he should be the highest paid player. He should be a $50 million a year player. He's underpaid. They got a bargain. So that's one side of it. But the other side is the Rafi Devers. The other side is, you know, and there's got to be more of these over the years. You know, we'll see who they are. But as every... I feel like almost every team, but like I would say, you know, the Wander Franco thing in Tampa is its own really awful situation, but it's obviously an example of a team committing to a player and then the whole thing blows up. This thing blew up for legal and off the field stuff that is awful. I'm not sure how that works with their money, if they get salary relief or whatever. But my point is that's extreme. But let's just use a Devers thing. You sign a player and then the relationship goes sour and you got to get off it. Well, you can't ask for peak value back because not everyone's going to be willing to sign up to pay a player that long, especially into his late 30s. So you're going to have to accept pennies on the dollar. So as time goes on, the Phillies, there could be an opportunity. I don't know who the next Rafi Devers is. I don't know if it's Julio Rodriguez. I don't know if it's Fernando Tatis Jr. You know, there's a lot of players signed to really long-term deals, some of them in mid-market franchises. You know, Bobby Witt. You know, there's guys out there that teams are going to say in a few years, man, do I like where this relationship is at? Are you comfortable? Am I comfortable? We got 10 years. We got 8 years left on this. Are we really good here? Or should we try to move on? There could be an opportunity for the Phillies to absorb a contract like that into the mix. All right, takeaway number four off the Devers deal from Boston to San Francisco. It feels like a precursor to Turner and Harper discussions. And what I mean by that is not so much trading them away. That's not what I was alluding to. I'm alluding to the idea of more of their positions. Now, we've done this with Bryce Harper, that Bryce Harper moved and then maybe would move back. And it's been this weird subject for the last couple of years. He is on the record saying for the right first baseman, he'd move back to the outfield. So at least we have that. But there's going to be a DH thing with Bryce down the line. There's going to be first base, maybe back to the outfield. So that we'll keep an eye on that. But really, this strikes me as the Trey Turner conversation. Now, I'll give Trey Turner credit. He has been less bad, and I don't want to use good, but he's been less bad at shortstop this year than the last couple of years. Now he's had a couple high-profile bad moments, but he couldn't step on second base when he blew the game a couple weeks ago here, all that. But he's been less bad at shortstop, and he had a fantastic play on Friday night. So good on Trey Turner there. But there's going to become a tipping point. I believe it'll be after this season. His defense will probably stay either what it is right now, which is I'd say, exceedingly average or a little below average instead of horrendous, but it's not good. It might deteriorate as the season goes along and there's more wear and tear, whatever. When this season ends, I believe the Phillies will have to tell him we're moving to the outfield. And we're going to see how he handles it. Now, Rafi Devers handled this whole situation as bad as you possibly could. Now, the Red Sox maybe didn't handle their end of it well either by signing Devers in the cover of night, not giving him heads up, and then he lost third base. He went to DH. The first baseman got hurt, and they thought he'd go along with it. Now, I think the reason why ultimately Devers had to leave Boston is when the owner who signs the checks and the GM went out to talk to him, and he still wouldn't acquiesce. He still wouldn't go along with, hey, can you try first base? What are you going to do? You can't have a player be insubordinate. You can't have a guy that you paid that much money just totally say, no, I'm not going to do what my employer's asking me. Not even going to try. So they had to trade him. I mean, I realized that was coming a while ago. But we're headed here with Trey. I mean, we are. Now, Trey Turner, we've heard this before. He kind of thinks himself, envisions himself as a future Hall of Fame shortstop. I don't think that's happening. I think if he hits the way he has this year, runs the way he has this year, his offense will play up at center field. Center field is as bad as it's been at the position from a production standpoint as I think I've seen in my entire life. He really would stand out there, and I think he could have a second act or a third act in his career if he keeps hitting for the next few years as a standout silver slugger potential center fielder in the National League. I think it actually could behoove Trey Turner. I think it would actually help his potential Hall of Fame case down the line if he's going to have one to go to center field. But I don't know if he sees it that way. I don't know. It's just like Devers to first base. I don't know. But we saw how bad it could go. So maybe it's a lesson that Flores could take from the perspective of what the Red Sox did wrong. It's also a perspective maybe Trey could take, like, I can't be like Rafael Devers. And the last thing, and it got me thinking about the trade deadline and where the Phillies might go and how big they might go. I heard a story this morning. Buster Posey said that, you know, he believes the job of the front office, the executives, the team, the ownership, and now that's what he does, team president with the Giants. He believes that they're there to be memory makers for fans. Not there to be a business, not there to be, you know, run spectacularly like a CEO thinks. They're there to win, but they're there to be memory makers. And great players make memories. And there's a memory now that every Giants fan will have for a long time. Especially young ones, maybe for the rest of their life. The day they traded for Rafael Devers, where were you when the Devers trade came down? And John Middleton has used similar terms. I'm not going to say the exact verbiage, but he's used similar terms over the years. I think he said like civic duty or something to that accord about what he believes the job of a franchise is to win, and you owe it to the city, to the people, to the fans who buy tickets and spend time and energy and money and give their emotions to the team. And I think about that when it comes to the deadline, because the Phillies haven't followed through on that in recent years of the MLB trade deadline. They've gone middling, and it hasn't worked. I wonder if watching the NL get better, watching the Giants get better, seeing Posey say memory maker, I wonder if it pushes the Phillies to go all in at the MLB trade deadline to try to get over the hump and to try to make memories here in Philadelphia for this generation. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed, of course, is 94WIP. Big week on the Midday Show. Big week always at WIP. Watch on YouTube. Listen on the Odyssey app. Can't wait to talk starting at 10 a.m. I'm sure the Devers thing and a lot of other things will come up. Big Philly sweep. They start a series tonight down in Miami. We'll talk soon on WIP Daily.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.